Well, welcome, Ben Fuller, with us this day, and it looks like Ben is returning again. He was here this past March, and we worked on him that day to try to get him back in here. So, coming up real soon here for a concert at the Civic Center. So, welcome, Ben Fuller.
Praise God! It's good to hear your voice.
Well, I've heard that praise God before. That's for sure. I remember that day so well, but. It's an extraordinary time. You know, we just, you work with Aaron. We worked with Aaron for many years, and, I think he kind of knew that we would enjoy your music so very much that, he was smiling about us wanting to have you come back.
Well, you know what I'm grateful for is the people that God put around me and, the people that God continues to put around me. So I'm grateful that He sent me to you and sent Aaron to both of us. And, you know, it's really cool to see God work and how he weaves everything together.
Yes, that's for sure.
For his good, for his glory.
Yes. Yeah, we've played so much of your music. I kind of feel like every time I play a song, I'm reading your biography, that it's like a book. And every page, you know, there's 12, 13 pages there to read. For every song being so meaningful. And that's what really connected real early with us was, the transparency of that music. I know it's been kind of a rough road that you have had, but there's hope at the end of that.
Yeah, there is. Amen. Yeah, thanks for playing all that music. I know you're one of the only stations, one of the only people that do, I think, as far as, you know, there's people to please and stations, big, you know, there's all kinds of ladders that you need to climb and people you need to answer to. So I'm grateful that you're just playing this music that's come from, you know, a lot of struggle and in me, a lot of, 14 and a half years of addiction. And, you know, there's a lot of hurt and heartache in that music, but there's a lot of hope and love in there. Once I realized that Jesus died for me, and once I surrendered everything, you know, I'm a strong man. I want to work for everything. I want to do it all myself. And once I realized that I couldn't do it on my own, that's where this music came from.
Was that, I meant to ask you why you were here the last time and forgot to do that, but was it a matter of rejecting a gospel that you had heard as a child or a young man, or was it simply that you had never heard the gospel in the way that it connected with you so well?
It took 32 years to hear the gospel.
Did it really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know. I mean, I tell people Jesus was a swear word.
Really?
In my mouth, yeah, just as a derogatory term. I heard his name a lot, but it was always derogatory. So I didn't know nobody, you know, nobody straightened it out for me and said, hey, he's the man that died for you. He hung on a cross for you so that you could be free of all this stuff that holds you down and that holds you back, you know. And so I really feel like that's how the doors have opened for me. And I've been telling people every night, you know, it's like ask him for yourself. If you're curious, you see my life, you're seeing what God has done for me. After 32 years of not knowing that he was with me the entire time, I've just given it all to him now. And so there's a lot of people that seem curious and, well, how'd you get this number one song? Or how'd you get that tour bus? Or, hey, how'd you get that, you know, how'd you get to headline all the, how are you doing all these things? I says, well, I'm not. Mm. And yeah, I had to realize that it wasn't me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I know in my own life I could answer this question. If somebody asked me, I'll ask you. And is there one person that was extremely influential in you making that decision, or was this an accumulation just over time?
Yeah, it was really, it's funny looking back. There's a prominent family in my story that invited the Davenport family, their last name is, and they were obedient in God asking them to have me over for dinner. Wow. And they kept feeling it on their heart, you know, hey, we should have Ben over for a meal. We should cook for him. And God had moved them to Nashville from Vermont, which is, you know, where I'm from.
Wow.
And God moved them to Nashville as well, but only a year, you know, just about a year before I even got here. So got them established, got them in a house, moved their kids into school. And then I came to town for country music. And it had been put on their hearts, you know, fall of 2019 to have me over for dinner. And I went, they asked, and I went. And then at the end of the meal, they felt the prompt to ask if I'd like to go to church. And it all started over a meal. Wow. I had no idea how biblical that was.
Yeah, that's true. You know? I guess your family in Vermont, how did they take that kind of news that their guy that had been so wild in the streets all of a sudden was considering the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, it was lonely when I first gave my life. I came out of the water November 10th, 2019, and it was really hard. You know, I lost a lot of friends. I had a lot of people say that I was being brainwashed, that that I didn't really know what I was doing, that they missed the old me. They wanted the real Ben back. You know, how could I forget my roots? You know, I heard story after story from person after person of why I should give up this new lifestyle, but Jesus had done so much for me and had awakened this peace and love inside of me that I've never felt. And I was like, I can't go back. I'm not going to go. I can't turn away from this now. This is amazing. This is beautiful. This is powerful. So, you know, it has been a really quick transition for me. But, you know, for a man who was drinking 20 beers a night, you know, and then all of a sudden in the course of 2 months, didn't even like the taste of alcohol anymore. I mean, who have I got to blame for that? You know, nobody unstocked my fridge. You know what I mean? The Lord did. Nobody told me I was drinking too much. Nobody told me to quit. I just felt so convicted and I just dropped it altogether. And I don't need to do this anymore.
It's the power of that gospel that, is not able to be sometimes articulated strong enough. I think I know in my own life I can't get it said strong enough. It's like you know, I when you were here and you got a tattoo on your arm or hand maybe, but it was like a tattoo on our soul that he put on, and it's there. It doesn't wash off. It doesn't come off easy. It's it's one of those things.
Won't.
Yeah, that's pretty permanent.
No, it can never. And I think that comes with the full surrender.
Yeah.
You know, when you really surrender, because I've been meeting some people recently that are kind of in and kind of out, and, you know, they got a foot in the grave and a hand in heaven, and they're kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to give up my old, you know, I'm kind of sober. I'm kind of doing that. And it's like, well, man, if you totally give it up, if you totally give it up to God, you will be blown away at what will happen. Why wouldn't you want that? I know that the temptations, all the things they're tempting, and they come for me like a thief in the night, you know, whether it's lust or whether it's greed or, you know, whether it's depression or, you know, comparison is the biggest one for me. Oh, you haven't played Red Rocks yet? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe someday you'll do that. You know, and it's funny how like those little things, you know what I'm talking about? Those little things are like, oh, you haven't done this, or you don't go there, or you don't have that much, or you can't, you know, and in the eyes of the world, it's like, you know, so those attacks keep coming at me left and right. It's like, man, if I fix my eyes on the Lord, I forget about all those things.
Yeah, I've only met you one time, and I have a feeling that you're more impressed with a person being changed than Red Rocks.
Yeah.
So
hey, it's always I'm so tired of the stage, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't want anything to do with it. And I've been reading about John the Baptist and how he had to decrease and while Jesus increased. And how does a voice crying in the wilderness, how does he slowly disappear and grow silent and point everybody to Jesus? How do I get out of the spotlight? mm-hmm. and put the spotlight on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's been so hard to do that for me, to navigate that for me, because, you know, selling t-shirts and selling, you know, it's like I'm in the spotlight. I'm the face that people see trying to point people to Jesus. And so right. I've been connecting with John the Baptist so much recently and just trying to read into some of his wisdom on how he navigated pointing people to Christ when people were coming to him, you know?
Hmm. Yeah, that's an amazing conversation that I'm hearing you say, because so much of that is in my brain already. I mean, you're describing yes. something that, you know, I told a friend of mine that's in the industry as well one time. I said, you know, the thing I think that'll be the toughest for you is you'll have to guard your heart, because there's going to yes. be things tapping away at that all the time have to deal with how to be successful, when really successful is that you've shared this gospel. That's the success that you're looking for.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. So wow.
You're working on new music.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're working on new music. Aaron told me you were been in the studio, so we're going to get a little of that when you come.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I've got a brand new song called Don't Let Me Forget, and that just came out almost 2 weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago just came out. So that's really a special, and right on the topic of conversation where we're at, don't let me forget where I've come from. Mm-hmm. Don't let me forget the places that you've seen, the places that you've seen me, the places that you've rescued me, the places that nobody else would go to, that only he goes, you know?
When I start to thinking that I've got the strength to fight, or when I get something good, must have been I did something right. When I start to thinking that I deserve some praise, bring me back to my knees and humble me with grace. Don't let me forget that I'm nothing without you. Jesus, it's true. You're all. Just how far you went, that's what keeps me running right back to the cross again. And when I start to thinking just how much I'm loved, I've given in so many times, but you've never given up. It's true. You're all I'm holding on to. Don't let me lose sight of how you saved my life. You're the reason I'm blessed. Jesus, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget. Don't let me forget. Don't let me forget.
So that's been a really timely song for me, especially with success and with, you know, just hard times, times that I don't want to sing, times I don't want to you know, go meet people, times that I don't want to even get out of bed some days, you know? And so, and then I've got another song coming out called Turn. And I don't, nobody really knows about that one yet, but that was born out of a struggle for me this winter after a broken relationship ended. And, you know, it's not easy walking this thing out godly and trying to follow the best that you can. And so my heart got broken this winter. And I had never realized that I realized that I'd never had my heart broken sober before. And I'd always turned to something. And whether it was drugs or alcohol or sex or, you know, whatever, I'd always turned to something and before Jesus. And now all of a sudden I had nowhere to turn but Jesus. So I'm excited for you to hear that song. We'll be playing that when we come up there.
Sounds like you're writing this music again from your personal experience. And
you bet.
So both these songs, you've written both of them?
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's the only way that I can. It's the only way that I can. I don't want to waste anybody's time and try to guess. I've failed miserably at guessing what people are thinking and doing at times. So it's like, well, if I just write about how I'm thinking and how I'm doing, it just so happens that it relates to a lot of people. So
we actually grabbed the song, Don't Let Me Forget, put that video up on our website. So we're getting people used to that song before you get here and spend some time with us. To give you kind of an applaud for the music that you've shared with our particular community, back in 1996, we had an artist that we played every song on his CD. That's happened one time until your songs came in 2023. Wow. And we've played 11 of your songs off of your CDs. And that's how important I think the messaging that you're giving is to the world that we find ourselves in today. We'd like to pretend that there's no hurting people out there, that everything's just fine. But even the Christian community, I know every family that I'm aware of is having some kind of stress. And your music is just a reality check, I think. And it's there again, you have the answer inside that discouragement. You also have encouragement. Amen. So that's that's worked pretty good for us. We've enjoyed it.
Well, I'm so grateful that you would even do that. And, you know, I've just found that somewhere buried in the struggle and in the discouragement, like you said, there is so much encouragement because people just realize that they're not alone. And they just realize that they've got somebody to go through this thing together with. And the comforter is Jesus, you know, and the word on my heart recently from these stages have been, thank God I'm not your savior. So don't put your trust in Ben Fuller, you know, because I'm going to fail you miserably. And I think that's what hurts me. That's what hurts me so much about this silly stardom thing and being a big star, you know, or being on TV, just all these, you know, artists that we all worship and bands and things. But they're all men and women, and they all fail because they're not Jesus. And so it's like, how do you continue to point, you know, again, going back to the John the Baptist thing, how do I continue to, yes, I love you. Yes, I'm thankful you listen to my music. Yes, I'm so grateful that you're here with me. But I'm not him, and he's the one that you need to call on, because when Ben Fuller leaves Marion, Illinois, he's not going to be there anymore. But when Ben Fuller leaves Marion, Jesus is still there. You know, he never leaves.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I can tell from your conversations, not only did you have a change of heart when you received this gospel, but I can tell that you gained a bit of wisdom in there as well, because you could not speak what you're speaking. You couldn't say it the way you're saying it without being generated from the gospel of Jesus Christ inside your life.
Yeah. Amen. That's... I don't read enough. I need to read more. I try to carve time out to read, and it's amazing when I starve myself, because you bet I do, you know, where I'm like, I actually, you know, a little fun fact about me is I hate reading. I hate it. I can't stand it. And I don't have the patience. My brain is like a squirrel. I'll read, you know, several sentences and then I get on to something else or whatever. And so I've really had to force myself to read in a paragraph at a time, a page at a time, whatever my brain can handle. And I just soak that in and I just think about it and I'll go back and reread it again and think about it and really just like, wow, how does this relate to my life? What are these moments and things that I can relate to? Yeah, I've been through this before. No, I haven't experienced that. Or I just saw that last night, you know? So it's cool how real time the gospel is. It's just every word on those pages just seems to jump out, you know? It's like, wow, I just went through that. Or, you know, at some point in the future, well, like if I got Jesus, I wrote that song in a great place, but then all of a sudden I'm lying on the pavement after my girlfriend had left and I was screaming and crying. And there's a line in the song that says, you can take the world away from me, but I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, I got it all.
Wow.
And I hadn't lived out the lyrics to the song yet. And then all of a sudden I realized in real time that I was living out a song that I'd written 2 years ago. God gave those lyrics for that moment, for me, for that moment right there. So that I would keep going, you know?
Well, before you leave, and I know you have to go to the next guy in line here, but I wanted to give you a chance, maybe just sum it up by telling me a little bit about what we can expect coming up in that concert. You're bringing your full band, so it's going to be very special, yes. I think.
Oh, it's going to be very special. I'm so honored and grateful. The boys, again, all I'm doing is just asking God, who do I need around me? Who would you like around me? Who can I praise you the best with? Just bring them into my life. And so God has, you know, sent me an incredible band, and these guys love Jesus more than I do. That's the secret to continuing, I think, in this walk, is surrounding yourself with those that love him more than you. So that way, when you're doubting and when you're ready to run away, they're like, nope, no, no, you turn around. And we got you because he's got us. And we just keep going. So I'm excited. We've got new music. We're just going to call in the name of Jesus and see what happens. I think what I love about it is somebody commented the other night on a post that I had on social media. And they just said, we love that every single set, every single night of yours is different. Like, we've seen you six times and each time was different. And I love that. That is the biggest compliment I think I've ever gotten. Because if there's a script, I'd like to tear it in half and throw it in the paper shredder. Because the only script I want is the Bible, is the gospel. And that's it. And that never changes. I'm thankful that I can show up and say, Holy Spirit, what do you want? And some nights it's different, or every night it's different than other nights. So no telling. I'd like to tell you what it's going to be like, but I have no idea. I just know the Lord's going to show up. That's it.
Well, after having this conversation, I'm kind of more excited than I've ever been about that concert.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
The word is expectant, you know? The word is expectant. I expect God to do things because I've seen him do them time and time and time again. And I expect that he's going to show up and rock that theater like never before, because we're going to stand on the word of God and we're going to pray and we're going to ask for healing and we're going to ask for miracles. And yeah. I believe in that.
Well, these,
I'm excited.
Yeah, this crowd, this group of people, we've been with them for 35 years, and they know how to meet you exactly where you're at with that worship with that opportunity to gather together and have that spirit flow in that particular place. So they're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You're going to be great at it. We thank you for spending the time with us this morning to kind of encourage people. Thank you for doing that.
I love you guys and up there, and I'm grateful that you're playing the music, and I'm just more grateful that you love the Lord. I know how hard it can be some days, and so I'm just honored to come up and praise God with you. And I remember how I felt when I walked in there, and I just know that you guys trust in him And it's going to be a special night. So I can't wait. I'm fired up. I may just start driving now. You know, I may just start driving up now. I may spend, you know, we may just bump the show up earlier. I don't know.
Well, we do too.
I'm so looking forward to it. Thanks for being so kind, and it's going to be a really great night.
Well, Ben, we thank you for your time and your integrity and honesty. We're appreciative of that. Thank you.